British Public Radio. Health.
Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, and it's predicted to become the most common cancer of all in the UK by 2030. To help stop this from happening, Prostate Cancer UK has joined with comedian Bill Bailey. Taking time out of his busy schedule, Bill joins me now on the phone, while in the studio is Owen Sharp, the Chief Executive of Prostate Cancer UK. Well, Bill, you usually spend your days making the nation laugh, but your latest mission is actually a bit more serious this time around. Can you tell us what you're doing?
Yes, I'm fronting a nationwide campaign to raise awareness for prostate cancer in the UK. And it's something which I was made aware of some years ago when my father-in-law was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And he went through a series of treatment, and now I'm very happy to say he's fine and well. So that was my first experience of it, really, firsthand, as it were.
Well, Owen, how big a problem is prostate cancer in the UK?
Prostate cancer is a very big problem, and just to put that in context, we know that 10,000 men a year are dying of the disease, and that equates to one man every hour. Around about 40,000 men are being diagnosed every year, or to think of it in another way, there's well over 250,000 men living with it. So it's a huge problem. That equates to it being one of the biggest cancers in the UK, and by far the biggest cancer amongst men.
And what discoveries or advancements has Prostate Cancer UK already made?
Prostate Cancer UK has already made some big discoveries and advancements, and we're really proud of the support and research that we're doing. I think a great example of that is what happened last year with a drug called abiraterone, which has been approved for men with advanced prostate cancer. We part-funded the research that caused the creation of that drug, and now it is available for men who never had a choice before when they've got the disease at its most advanced stage.
And Bill, did you realise just how many men suffer from this disease before you did this campaign?
No, I'm sad to say I wasn't aware of it. I was shocked by the numbers and shocked that I didn't know that. And also, I'm sort of approaching that age. I'm kind of in the zone almost now. You know, I'm 47, so prostate cancer tends to affect men once they get to about the age of 50, but it can affect them from the age of 45 onwards. So I'm approaching a time of life when I need to think about this anyway.
So this campaign is the Sledgehammer Fund. Can you tell us more about it?
We've launched the Sledgehammer Fund because it really is time to wake up the nation to the cause of prostate cancer. We firmly believe that men deserve better. So when we were thinking about how do we get more men and everybody really to be talking about prostate cancer, we realised that we needed to get that message out onto TV because that's where conversations often start. And then we thought about who could help do this and who is somebody that we knew that the public would trust and listen to. And Bill Bailey was just a perfect choice for that. So we're really, really excited that we're able to be getting the message out onto TV because it will have people talking about it. And we're just really pleased and grateful that Bill was able to be the face of this new movement.
So what are you hoping this advert will achieve for the charity?
Two things, really. Hopefully what it will do is get people talking about it. It's really kind of out of the media spotlight and it doesn't really get that much attention. And yet the numbers speak for themselves. This is a big problem. And so the tone of the ad is quite conversational, and I hope that that's what will happen. It will start a conversation. People will start talking about it, thinking about it, and maybe demystifying the notion of it as well. My father-in-law went through it, and he said, look, it's nothing to be frightened of. Better to find out, get tests, learn about it, educate yourself about it. That's the first thing. So it's sort of the awareness of it. And the second thing is, it's an opportunity to donate quite easily, and that all that money will go to research, to better diagnostic tools, to improve the care and support for men living with the disease.
And obviously the ad's going to be a bit funny as well. And is that the way to perhaps deal with something like this? Because it is a kind of sensitive topic. Is it sort of making people laugh and getting them talking that way, using comedy to get the message across?
That's it. You know, I think that sometimes humour can be quite an effective way of getting under the radar of subjects like this. It's a way of broaching subjects which can be difficult to talk about. I think that's what we've managed to achieve in this ad, because it's not too flippant and not too silly, but neither is it too serious. Firstly, I'm holding a walnut. Now, the walnut is quite handy because it's about the same size as the prostate. And so the idea is I'm using the sledgehammer to crack the walnut. That's the idea. It's a visual signifier of the problem and what we need to do to crack it. It's me basically having a chat with the camera saying, look, you know, the prostate in men is what produces your seminal fluid. So You know, it's good times I've had with the prostate, but sometimes it turns on you, and then that's when it can be nasty. So I think it's something which hopefully you can talk about. It'll, you know, spark a conversation, and if it does that, then for me, that's a victory.
And how important is it for women to encourage their fathers, husbands, brothers and their friends to talk about prostate cancer?
It's vital. We know that it's often a wife, a daughter or a sister that encourages a man to go to the GP for the first time. So it's really important that women are talking about prostate cancer. To be honest, it's really important that everybody's talking about prostate cancer, and we want women to be a big part of this new movement to tackle this biggest issue in men's health.
Well, my thanks to Bill Bailey and Owen Sharp, the Chief Executive of Prostate Cancer UK, for joining me to talk about the Sledgehammer Fund.